I haven't seen the exact number, but I think we've more than doubled our enrollment over 10 years. We intend to double our enrollment again in our next strategic plan over 5 years. And we intend to go beyond that, and we'd like to double our enrollment again. Our goal is to become a 4,000 student, full faceted university focusing on the health professions and research. And our students do a lot of research. We're a very successful NIH funded institution as well. All the research is focused on health disparities. As I mentioned, we are about to, we're an official applicant institution with the Licensing Council for Medical Education, on our way to opening our own independent medical school. When we do that, in addition to our current 28 students, we will add another 60 students per year in medical education through our university, basically almost tripling our current number of medical students.
That's brilliant.
And that's just medical students. We plan to open a traditional BSN, a nursing program. We'll probably ultimately have several hundred students going through that program as well. And our goal is to address the fact that when you look at the pipeline into the health professions, people talk about kind of the pre-college years and elementary school as being problematic. And it is, they are problematic. But the biggest leak in the pipeline actually occurs when students from under-resourced communities, underrepresented populations, go to college. They may come in as pre-med, pre-nursing, science majors. They graduate, if they graduate, as maybe some other type of degree, they've fallen out of the pipeline. They're no longer a health professions targeting student, and many of them are just straight up academic casualties. And our goal is to be the smaller, private, very nurturing higher education institution that we don't have enough of in California, that can take those students and propel them into the health professions.